The Mishnah says on the top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that if a person finds Shloshim Matbeah Zal Gav Zeh, if you find three coins, one on top of the other, then Chayv L'Hachas, you have to be Machris. And the Gemara says, towards the middle of the Amud, Shloshim Matbeah Zal Gav Zeh, Amr B'Yitzchak Migdalah, V'hu She'asuyin Kim Migdalim. So B'Yitzchak Migdalah says, the Chiddush, only time Chayv L'Hachas is if they're Asuyin Kim Migdalim, if they're in the shape of a Migdal, which means it's one on top of the other, and the bottom one is wider, then it gets smaller and smaller, that's when you're Chayv L'Hachas. The Maratzchias over here points out a Palta Gezach. He says that there's an obvious coincidence over here that Rabbi Yitzchak's name is Migdalah, and the statement that he says is, Hu she'asuyin ki Migdalim, should be also like a Migdal. What's the shot on this coincidence? So he wants to say a Chiddush. He says like this, that he says, as many Amoraim, that if they're only mentioned in the Beis Medrash one time, then he would be Nikra, he would be named Al Shem Dad Halacha. So he says, you find sometimes that there's an Amira that he's only mentioned one time in all of Shas, and being that he's only mentioned one time in all of Shas, so he was Nikra Al Shem, that Halacha that he mentioned. Whatever Halacha that he said, it was, it was one time he said something, so his name became Al Shem, that Halacha. So being that Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah was only mentioned one time in all of Shas, therefore his name came, Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah, became Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah, Al Shem, the Halacha that he said, V'hu She'asuyin Kim Migdalim. So because he said this Halacha, that's why his name became Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah. That's the pshat that the Maratzchias wants to say, and he brings other rais to this as well. So it's bothering me that there's a Gemara in Yuman, Daf Pe'al from Mabez. The Gemara is talking about the Isra Achila and Yom Kippur, and the Gemara brings down a braisa that Achol Alei Kanim Pater Lulave Gefanim Chayv. That if you eat Alei Kanim Pater, it's not right Lachila, but Lulave Gefanim is Chayv. And the Gemara says, what is Alei Gefanim? So the Gemara says, Eilu and Lulave Gefanim, Amar B'Yitzchak Migdalah Kosha Livlevu Rosh Hashanah Vayad Yom Kippur. If they're Milavlev from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, at that stage, you're called Lulave Gefanim, and you will be Chayv. So over here, we have another statement in Shas from Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah, and L'chayetz Achin and Maratzchias. Maratzchias says that he only appears one time in Shas, and yet we see over here he appears another time, so it's difficult to say that he was Nikol Hashem, this Halacha, B'hu She'asuyin Kim Migdalim, he has another Halacha as well. So that's a little bit shver in this Maratzchias. Now, I saw the Maratzchias in Nazir in Dafir Gimel, he repeats the same Yisayit over there as well, the Gabi different Amara, but over there his Lashon is a little bit different. Over there he says, when you have an Amara that's only Nizker, Pam, Echad, or Shnayim, then he's Nikra Al Shem, that Halacha, or one of those Halachas, if he's mentioned once or twice. So if he that, you could be Saival, what he says over here. In a Chanamu, we find another statement from Yitzchak Migdalah, but being that it's only once or twice, it's only two times in Shas, it would make sense to call him that he's Nikra Al Shem, the Halacha. Maybe that was the first Halacha that he said, and for that reason, he's Nikra Al Shem, that Halacha. But the problem is that there are other places that he appears in Shas besides for this Gemara over here in the Gemara in Yuma, and Lamashal he appears in Nida, Daf Chav Zayin, Daf Lama Gimel, Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lama Tess. There's different random statements of Yitzchak Migdalah, so now we're already up to five places. This is at least five places in Shas where you have a Maimon B'Shem Yitzchak Migdalah, so it's becoming more difficult to say that he's only mentioned once or twice and that he's called Migdalah Hashem this Halacha. And I found that the Stipler asked this question. Stipler has a sefer called Gilyonis Kilos Yankov, which is the Gilyonis, the margins, what he wrote on the side of his Gemara, and in his Gilyon over here in Bat Metzia, he brings this Maratzchias, and he asks on him, he brings all these Gemaras, these five Gemaras that I mentioned, and then he asks from another three places as well. There's three times in Medrash where Yitzchak Migdalah appears. And he says, L'chayet Tzarechin, to say that he's Nukah Migdalah, shame this one Halacha, if he does talk up here so many times, you already have eight times, including the Medrash as well. So that's his Kasha Tzarechin, and the Maratzchias, who wants to say that it only appears one time in all of Shas. I did see that Reuven Margalius in the Sefer L'Cheker Shemus, beginning in Batalmud, he has a struggle on this. He brings the Maratzchias, he asks many of these Kashas, and he offers a different shot. He says that he's called Migdalah, because he came from the city called Magdalah. There's a city called Magdalah, which you find in Chazal, and it's Mestaba that Rabbi Yitzchak came from there, and that's why his name was Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah. And if you that, you have to say it's a coincidence that he happens to say this din of Hu She'asuyin Kim Migdalim. Avad, it's more Geshmak, this like the Maratzchias, that he's Nikra Al Shem this Meimra, but then it's difficult to work it out with all these other places. Baruch Lepanim, that is the Yisod of the Maratzchias, which is as over in this Gemara, and there are many other rites as well, where you find certain Amoraim, who don't appear so often, that seem to be Nikra Al Shem their Halacha, but L'chari can't be limited to just one or two times.